This column is entitled, Oops, McCain Just Lost the Election. Posted to jpattitude.com, September 29th, 2008. Want to know what I think? I think McCain, after spending a quarter century of his life angling and running for the White House, lost the presidency in 1 week. He lost it because of one glaring problem, his lack of fundamental principles. You can't be the Republican in this election and come out for saving Wall Street tycoons. And you can't distinguish yourself from the left-wing Obama by supporting the largest single expansion of government in our nation's history. Seriously, why not vote for Obama? Could he possibly do anything worse than sending $1 trillion taxpayer dollars to Wall Street? The American people desperately needed a voice in the negotiations this past week, and all we got was a few lonely Republican congressmen from the South. Yeah, the crackers had our backs, God bless them, but there weren't enough of them. McCain was too busy feeding his hunger for public validation. Where was the maverick we kept hearing about him brag about? This was his chance. This was where he could distinguish himself. A man with actual principles wouldn't have spent any time at all worrying about credit crunches, failing investment banks, or homeowner foreclosures. A man with principles would have pointed out that risk of failure is the price of freedom, and freedom is more valuable than security. A knowledgeable man would have supported his position by pointing out that bailouts have never worked anyway, and directed people to look at the various examples from our history and world history. I'm sure the Japanese could have offered some sage advice after nearly bankrupting themselves a couple of decades ago trying to save their crooked bankers. They finally let them fail. It's the only cure that really works. Let the crooks and nincompoops go out of business. It would have taken guts to stand up and tell Americans looking at foreclosure that they make their own decisions and they have to live with them. Hoo-wee! What politician talks like that? That would be a maverick. That would have been the truth. And let's face it, truth in this election would have stood out like Mother Teresa at a Klan rally. Regular, hard-working, tax-paying, conservative Americans, the people who prop up this nation and constitute its moral backbone, would have loved such a position. We would have eaten it up. This is why so many of us were less than enthused by McCain's nomination in the first place. What kind of choice is it when we must choose between two senators from the D.C. establishment who never met a problem that government couldn't solve? You can't walk with confidence through uncertain times unless you have bedrock principles guiding your steps. And that's why McCain stumbled and lost the election this past week. It's over, people. Obama wins. You read it here first.